Hello, welcome to another episode of my podcast, Brock Darts 180. I'm joined tonight by Mikey Cockerell. Mikey and me played darts together, it feels like about 300 years ago now.
Aye, what's that?
So, to give us a recap and fight he's done to, through his darting career, well, let's introduce Mikey. Mikey, how do you like tonight?
Aye, no bad, William. Yourself, Paul.
William? Must be Sunday, is it?
Well.
So, you're doing fine?
Aye, brilliant.
Good. So, as I said there, we played together a long, long time ago. So, cast your memory back. How did you start playing?
I would say 21 years ago now, so if it's at 2003, well, in the league 2003, but I would say maybe 12 years before that, so maybe 1991. 1991, 1992, 1993 kind of time, started practicing the house with my two aunties, Lynn and Maureen Cockerell.
Oh, aye. And for what age was you been?
Between 6 and 8, 6, 7 or 8, kind of age. I was still in primary school, that, like, kid.
Okay.
Came out of school with a dartboard up at Bark Lobby and that in Gallow Road, so just to throw darts in, aye, for the
Who was interested in darts now?
Just all my family that played, and I used to love watching Bullseye that on a Sunday night on the TV.
That's going back every day.
My granddad and that used to sit and watch Bullseye that on a Sunday night on the TV and that. Or watch a match a day and that, a Sunday supper time that.
Oh, aye.
Again, well, Sunday night, if I were Chinese and that, Ken, so it was fine.
Old Jim Bowen.
Aye, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Aye, it was a good programme. I suppose a lot of folk watched that.
Aye, yeah, it was probably a highlight of a lot of folks Sunday nights. You see, like, a lot of the professionals and that was on it, Ken. Aye. Like, Phil Taylor and that, a lot of that were charity. Aye, Ken, obviously, they raised a lot of money that were charity and that, Ken. Dennis Priestley, I couldn't mind, maybe Paul Lemon that I've seen. I was a couple of brokers with it. Ollie Heron for Grey Adams, I can't remember what he was on me, like, but
right,
I think I went to Sutherland there, like,
I'm sure
it was Vernon Flackers who turned around and said that to us.
Could well be. I mean, watching Alan Warner as a competitor on the show.
All right.
And he is a pro, he was one of the guys come on.
All right.
Definitely like a. So you progressed through practicing, and when did you take your first step into the league?
Into the league, I was 16 year old, so that would have been. Well, I'm 38 this year, so that would have been 22 years ago. So if it's like 2002, 2003
kind of
time.
So at the time, there'd have been 12 leagues ago in the first.
Aye, it was the first division and second division. Mm-hmm. I played for Kenyon. First of our games against Solomon Club. And Solomon Club, and I played Al Charlie White. James Peary was marking the board. I think he turned around and said to me after the game, "That's the longest game of darts he's ever marked for in his life."
Aye. I've been a few of them myself. I'd be nervous stuff, your first league match.
Oh, aye, definitely, aye. I can't mind if I played doubles in that way. I can't mind much of the Kenyan darts team. It was me, Willie Robertson. I think my grandfather played. It was just boys out, really, just the hull half a bar every week, kind of just to get a team in that.
And do you mind knowing the opposition players you played? Because that's a final ago, isn't it?
James Peary, Darren Peary, Charlie White. I think James Downey was captain of them at the time.
Okay.
I can't really mind. I mean, it was definitely a Solomon we played in a Solomon, because they used to hear their board just before you go being out the hall. You should be up in the lodge just before you go being out the.
That's a place I never played darts in with Solomon.
A good venue I used to love playing was the Black and White. I mean, when I used to come and do, mm-hmm. I played Ewan's in the Black and White, but you and Gary played in the Black and White. Fine open.
It's a good board, and you get piece to play, maybe in the air, and that was a good board, that. And another thing about it, there's plenty of space for 12 teams to sit around and watch.
Aye, exactly.
Aye. And Morag's soup at half-time, just
brilliant.
Legendary.
Or a chicken curry, you couldn't really mind that.
You mind, was you there at time for Brun Sarsenmaer soup?
No, I can't mind that.
No, I was highlight of the night. Morag's soup at half-time with Brun Sars.
No, I can't mind that.
So how did you go on in the league? So I kind of early doors and
stuff in your career. I played 20 games up with Kenyon. I think I got a 20 wins under my belt. And then obviously their team was falling to bits, and Monty Moran worked out in the ship for a long time. And Scott Wilton's sister Natalie was off a pal with Moran that. Mm-hmm. Scott and Mark, I can't remember if Mark had played on there. Scott had turned around, I think he was a captain there swing at the time. He turned around and says, look, Michael, you want him and Alec Kennedy, I'm speaking my was wanting to come down and play for a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And also with Monty not working there, 16, 17 year old at the time, I was getting Monty Boney actually gave me a 30 pints not doing, I guess she wasn't supposed to, but mm-hmm. she gave me a 30 pints not when I was playing darts not doing that, so I just decided to go down and play for a ship for a good 30 years. Started playing, my mind right, we started playing upstairs in the gully, well, it wasn't a gully, it was a crow's nest, and the board was up there.
Oh,
and then we like 2 or 3 years up there, and then we came down the stair and played in a ship bar. It was an awkward kind of throw, because you had to throw it in, throw like towards, like, obviously the toilet, the money's toilets, and that perspex thing, that you could, like, it was really awkward for, like, him and the water team, because you could hardly see that through the perspex.
So far, apart from the boys you mentioned, for us to be playing for a ship at the time?
John McGowan, Alec Kennedy, Philip Summers, Eric Madden, Young Philip Summers,
good players, yeah.
Brian Faulkner, Scotty Wilton, Richard Thompson.
Was Lenny Patterson on a go in?
No, he was there. No.
Good player, Lenny.
No, and I can't Lenny off a wheel link. But I was a decent enough mm-hmm. squad of boys, like.
You must have been right.
George Cruden, he was a really good player, and that mm-hmm. played for us. Mikey Thompson, Peter Heed, if I mean right, he was a really, really good player. He only played for him really like the need him, mm-hmm. but I think he was up at Poly with Alec Kennedy and that, so he came through that.
So was that a good squad? So how was you progressing as an arts player yourself?
I thought it was coming on really good. As I said, three or 4 years there, and then I think their team was moving up to Legion or something. I was like, I'm not moving up to Legion, I don't like it. And a lot of my pals played for Billsley Bar, Garvin Thompson, Lee Bannerman, Big Dave, mm-hmm. I think that was the season you and your Loon came down, played for us with Wayne Donaghy, Danger, Alan Wilson, James Peary. I really enjoyed it. I tried to get that at the Billsley Bar with young Jimmy White there as well. It was a really good team that doing at Billsley that as well.
Very good. Their second team, was it the Wasps or something?
Bailsley Bumblebees.
Bailsley Bumblebees. I can't remember.
Aye, Bailsley Bumblebees. Stuff. Aye, they're a bunch of. Aye, they were a good laugh, like. Ken.
They just looked at Friday night. Aye. Their game of darts and just that good drama.
Aye. I mean the Royal team, like Robbie West, Stephen Patterson. I mean, they wore hideous pink shirts. Sir Heath Nabby played for him. It was. Aye, they were a Eddie McDonald. Robo Hay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went down there and played them a league game, and I think they got a draw against us, and they just went wild. It was mental.
But they epitomised darts. They just went out and enjoyed themselves.
Aye. I did that. Aye.
I'm not sure if they ever won a match, but.
I can't. They drew worse, like. I was a mere embarrassing.
Probably dealing with this. They probably won a few matches.
Aye.
But no.
I think they beat the Bumblebees 20 times, like.
But at the end of the day, if they go out and enjoy their darts,
that's aye, that's what it's about. If you enjoy your darts, they're worth playing.
And you mentioned a few players there on that team. They're probably going on to be headies and careers still in darts.
Aye, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Very good. So, what other venues have you played in the Brock that's now nain a go?
Nain a go, now.
Now, the pubs are now nain a go.
When I was younger, I used to open and go and watch my Auntie Lynn play darts
mm-hmm.
out in the Watermill. I never ever played in the Watermill, but I played a couple of mixed doubles wifey's competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I played my wifey's mixed doubles competition up in the Dower,
mm-hmm.
up in Aberdour. I played in a Mason's Arms. It's nae open there. I played in the Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
It's nae open there. I played darts in the Arc. That's now in the open.
Station?
I played for a station, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I played in the Black and White.
Mm-hmm. Oh, aye. Jim's
Bar, I played in there. I played in the Solomon. I never played darts in the Sultan. Now, played darts in the Legion, obviously Billsley Bar.
Brewers?
I was not old enough to play in the Brewers.
It's a lot of pub shutting, isn't it?
Aye, it's a shame. It really is a shame. I played up the Croft, obviously, they've got a they haven't got a darts team that anymore. I think they're back up in New Lake. But
is it Croft? Is that Allen's Hill?
Aye, that's Allen's Hill. Aye.
Did he know a lot of good teams over the years?
I've never played in a commercial in the Brock League. I think I've played in the commercial in the country league. Like, I can't really mind that. Like, but aye, I would play in some good venues or the northeast I'd say the awkwardest place I've ever played in would hate to be the Cricky Inn. You just play up like a tunnel. In Stuartfield, that was way be awkward. Like, so you used to pick up your darts, you stick your darts out, like it was triple 20, was like at your chest up for you.
Oh,
before you pick your darts out the board, it was like a right thing you can throw, so like you had to throw down a tunnel.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, mind you, Crown was the other place I played in.
I had Oak Tree,
and two other pubs. And I think a Joes and Dragon had a team in here I played in there, but I can't really mind.
That's a lot of pub shit.
Aye, well, Royal as well, it's another pub.
I forgot about the Crown and the Oaker. Aye. Well, technically the Oaker is still open, is it?
No, it's not, it's shut down.
Is it shut down?
Aye.
The Battle of All Ballads still on the go.
They've got a team that name there.
So, which are the venues you've played? What would be your favourite, do you think?
It has to be Wellesley Bar. If we played Benny Back in the Wellesley, team ahead, it's unbelievable. Abdi hate to come down and play us. Everybody in the league hated to come to that place. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the seasons we played there. We never got beat at Tame Hill season. It was a season we actually got to the No Coot Cup final. The team was me, yourself, your Loon Gary, Wayne Donaghy, Lee Bannerman, Alan Wilson, Gavin Thompson, George Thompson, James Peary. I was a Tarthy boys there.
Davey White,
Craig McKenzie. Mm-hmm. I taught the boys with Peter Heaton, that came. Cliff Cruden came through and played for us in that as well. A really, really good team. Mm-hmm. Colin Stewart. They came. Abdi used to like come doing players in the Bellesley, and obviously we used to sit at Bakwa for we stores are at now. And Abdi used to come in there and obviously they had to walk past us. Sandy Garbutt was part of that team and that as well.
Mm-hmm.
They had to walk past us Friday night, and Abdi, obviously the amount of noise that we used to mark and that game, and Abdi used to come in and play on us. Like I said, I think we lost a home game at Hill season. I was against an elite Elizabethan team. We Coco, my little brother Stuart at one point, Stuart Duncan, Gary Buchan, Vernon, Richard Duthie, David Wade, a lot of Mikey Murray, Mike Forbes, Jimmy Hagan, a lot of good players on that team.
Just a who's who at Brock Darts. Aye. It was a good, and it's good if your home venue is a fortress.
When we played at the Belsey Bar, you can yourself, it was a fortress. Ken, when we moved being into the main bar, it was a great throw. Abdi used to like coming in and playing us in there, obviously, because the noise that we made. It's just the way darts is, kid.
I think I'm a bit like, I think the best from the back, the dartboard through the back of the bit, you just
thought about that. It was unbelievable, like I said, it was unbelievable, kid. It was one bit of annoyance that was obviously when folk that a Friday night came, obviously folk coming through drunk and that and thinking, obviously walking in front of us, kid, because I was at glazed doors, mate. Folk that went for a fag and then try to come in back through the glazed doors.
That was a bit of pain. Somebody got a dart in the lug.
I'm surprised. Nobody got a dart in the lug.
So, how long you've been in the league by the time you've been with Bellesley?
I've won maybe about 4 or 5 years, I think. I started. Four or five years. I think I played. I definitely played half a year at Kenyon, and then I moved through there doing. Ship. I'm sure I was at the ship 3 or 4 years, and then up to Bellesley. Had a 2 or 3 year there.
Good.
And then went out to station. Had 1 year at the station, and the station shut down. And then I went back to the Bellesley bar for a good few years after that. And then I was working at the ballot sort of at that point, and Coco turned and says, "Look, if you're wanting to come," they moved to Elizabethan and doing the ballot. And it was like, so I was working there on a Friday night, and I was like, well, I just want to be moving down to Bala and that, Ken.
So you've been a seasoned campaigner by this time, man?
Oh, aye, definitely, aye.
Experienced player.
Aye.
So, for success, either individually or team, had you gotten...
I've not really won nothing. I've made like a couple of like quick legs and that. Like I said, I've got a 14 darter. I can't really mind what I was against, but my highest checkout in the league, if I mind right, was 148. It was against Charlie Adams in the Balaclava. And if I mind right, it was Coco was marking the board. And I went up, and he's like, 148 left, Michael. I went up, triple 20. And I was like, I'm not, I just thought to myself, because I was struggling, I was really struggling that season. I was like, I'm not going to hit this. And first, came out my hand, after I left my hand, I can't find it, I was going straight in the
middle.
Right in the middle.
Good feeling, yeah.
Oh, brilliant feeling. Absolutely magic feeling. Absolutely magic feeling.
You're saying you had a 148 for the highest finish if you'd had it against you?
Against my 100 in. Oh, now. Maybe. I can only say I've had a 170 against my. I think it's 100. I think it's about only about 140. I think it was Scott Robert. I think it was Scott Robertson. I think it would be about 140. No, actually, it was Coco. And the Brock singles, I was playing for Belsey Bar, I think. I played Coco with the Brock singles. He was playing for Pitsliga, and it was 2-1. I took it back to 2-2. I was sitting in 32, and he had 140 left, and he took out 140.
Well, you've just shark hands and say.
Oh, I'd come off a board, and I was like, I was a wee bit gutted, like. But I came off the board and he's like, he shook his shoulders and I was like, well done, Kim. It's all you really can do, Kim.
It's good to see good dart, even if it's for you or against you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's difficult. Mm-hmm. You're sitting on a double. But quality players like Coco, they can do it to you.
Oh, aye, definitely. Some of the players I played with at Balaclava, I was like, you're like sitting there going like, wow, boys, I can. I played with Bucky called David Nigg, and I'm not joking, he's one of the best dart players I've ever seen.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure if he plays or new. Like I was saying, he played for us that season. I had one season at Ibala, and he was just like, I was like, wow, this boy's just amazing. Every time he left it, every throw, he would at least hit one triple 20.
And against an opponent, that makes him a tough lad to beat.
Definitely. Like I was saying, I would say he's one of the best players I've ever seen in the Brock League, definitely. Mm-hmm. Him and a player that was very underrated, was he's definitely playing them there. I'm not sure if he's still living, is David Ridpath.
Oh, aye. Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask you, when you first started the league, did you already? They kind of took you under a wing and helped to guide you through it early years?
Alec Kennedy, Scotty Wilton, a lot of the boys at Ship, George Cruden, that, Eric Madden, and Philip Summers. A lot of the boys at the Ship I was just a young loon starting out, and it was them. I would say I've been like a Ship team that can. Richard Thompson was a captain, if I mind right. He was actual captain there, and he was actually a really fair captain. He just said to you like, look, you play every week. If you win your game, you should be playing. Mm-hmm. You should be playing if all every week. Mm-hmm. If you lose, there's no.
Aye, especially for competition for places.
Aye.
Is that the same Richard that now plays for Rath?
Aye.
Still a good player, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. Great player. Really, really steady player.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really steady player.
Fit like a player, are you a good counter?
I'm a really good counter, but I'm not as good as I was yet when I was a young loon. Like, I can't. But it's just getting practicing. Like, I stopped playing for 5 years, because like, I moved a lot of Glasgow and that, and then obviously it could be COVID and that, obviously this year, Jim Watt and Mark Hudden Pud, I was in the Ralph Club, and he says, Michael, you've been able to throw a dart years ago. I was like, look, boys, I'm not too keen in playing. He goes, will you help us out on a Friday night? I've been doing 2-3 Fridays and that, and I like being involved in that with the boys and that again, supporting them, giving them a can, roaring the team on that can. That's, well, for I was growing up, that's fit, that's it, boy, that's it, like all the boys that used to do to me and that can. So that's a saying, dart's a team game, that it's not an individual game. So, like I said, it's a team we've got to do it enough. I knew we're not the greatest of teams, but I say we're a decent side. But I'd say mid table kind of side. We played like say Belsey Bar was a good for me this year. Are a decent side. BM in a Belsey Bar, Ken. Obviously you play like say a Legion and a White Horse, the
Square
Cheers. I mean, this season was up at White Horse. 6-2 up at half time against them. Was cruising.
Mm-hmm.
Was cruising. Then we ended up getting a, they ended up winning other doubles. Was gutted like, but it's just darts.
Oh, it just is.
It just darts.
It just put that, hit that double just when you need it.
I forgot to mention that, like you're saying about like high finishes. My first ever triumph that was like getting picked to play a Super League and that for Kinnaird.
Very good.
I was Ian Robertson, Soupy, asked me to play, and I was like, I did take my Torthy games together about, but I might played a reserve game against Mid D side, I think, and where did we play that? I think we played an Elizabethan, if I mind right.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat Dougie Booth, who was a really good player, and then my first ever Super League game. It was a laugh for him against Aberdeen there, and was sitting on the bus on the way through, and Soupy came up to us and goes, like, Michael, you're getting your chance today. And the draw came out, and my first ever game in the Super League was against Big John Henderson and the Masada downstairs. And I was like, oh, here we go, okay, what's going to happen here? Now, I was minus. His first throw, I think he threw first, and he went up 180. I'm sitting there like, oh, no, here we go. I went up and scored with 45. He went up next to 140. I'm like, isn't everything playing us? And then, obviously, he took a quick leg. And then the second leg, I went up, like, 60. He went up again, 180. I'm sitting there going, oh, no, again. And then I went up, like, maybe 45 again. He went up 140 again. I'm sitting there going, like, what am I supposed to do here, Ken?
Just plug him on and
basically. He ended up beating my 3-0. Mm-hmm. And I never had a great Super League record. I think I only ever won one game, but at least I can say I played Super League for Kinnaird and for Sultan. Like Sultan was just a bit of a shambles. Like it was a good laugh in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like just a day out on a Sunday. Go out and get Aberdeen, Inverurie, Stonehaven, Peterhead. No, well, not really Peterhead, but it was a really good laugh. Like
there's not a lot of folk can say they've played a competitive match against Big John Henry.
I know, well, I can, like I say, that was my first ever Super League game.
You'd have been a nervous loon when you seen where he was playing with
you. Oh, definitely. Like I say, I was just a young loon. I think I was 19, 20 year old. I was like, here we go, okay.
A few shandies before a match.
Oh, definitely. Aye. Well, I played in the Scottish, I mean, when I was younger, in Scott Robertson and Coco O'Mine and this. I played in the Scottish youth doubles down in Bannockburn. We set in Martin Young. He doesn't play anymore. He used to play for Heath Hill. And me and him and doing that to play in the Scottish youth doubles.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to quarterfinals and we got beat 3-1. And there was an incident. I was about 15, 16 year old. Coco and Scott and they would turn around and said to Monty, it's all right, Maureen, we'll make sure he behaves himself on the bus. Because I was going through Dundee in the bus. And they were like, they've been feeding my drink, either way, dude. And I started like throwing tins of lager and that out the window and that. And they're like, the bus driver was going off his seat. Like, that was a really, really good trip. Like,
it was empty tins you was throwing out.
Oh, well, I can't really remember that. It was a really good lad. Like, Mary Hall was there, Margaret Noble, because I mean, we stopped at Peggy Scott's in the YHM. And Margaret was blazing. And I was like, it's like railings up. And she fell into railings and that thing, and Coco was like, that, I'm never going to run the bus. Big Paul Purvis was doing that day, and he came through and watched this, and he gave us a massive support that day, and I've got a lot of time for Paul.
That's good.
Like I said, I was about 15, 16 year old at the time. Mm-hmm. He used to go to all the county games, and we're doing all the Scottish, like Scottish Open, Scottish doubles and that, Scottish singles and that. So I used to be busting that for the Brock and that used to go down, and Paul was really good in that way.
That's good. Was young that. And that wee bit of score fairly helps you, does it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Especially you're playing like boys for like Glasgow, Edinburgh, Dundee, Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. Game boys you've never played against before, Ken. It was a really good experience.
And you're speaking about being a young lad. Look at Luke Littler.
Aye, oh, definitely. It's unbelievable. 16-year-old, world finalist. And I see he won that at Bahrain Masters. I'm not really watching that. I'm not sure how he got on the weekend again.
He got beat in the final by Van Gerwen in the Dutch Masters.
There you go. He's unbelievable. 17-year-old.
Aye.
To me, Loon's got a Brock record. He's 17-year-old. He'll be winning world titles. I would say the next 2 or 3 years he'll be winning world titles.
Well, what I would say is he needs a good manager
mm-hmm.
to mentor him and nail it and get burned out.
Oh, exactly. Mm. Exactly.
unbelievable talent.
Oh, unbelievable! Aye, he fell a lot. You noticed when he went. When he went 4-2 up in the final against Humphreys, and he had dart. He was 2-0 up in the seventh set, and he missed that. He missed that dart to the doubles to go 5-2 up.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. And Humphreys took it in. I mean, Humphreys like start clawing back. You can't mind that was Humphreys.
No.
Just coming back in.
The lot of folks said, well, there's no pressure. There's nothing to lose. But he had a world title.
Aye, exactly. But, so especially with like some of the players that he beat in the white of the final again.
High caliber opponent to beat.
Did he beat Aspinall in the final? No, I can't remember if I beat in the white of the final.
Well, I can't remember if he beat every player. It was really good player to beat. I was impressed with when he missed table 20. He's lethal in double table 19.
Oh, definitely. Aye.
I've seen it warn me as good in table 19. Is Taylor look Larkin when he misses his first dart?
Michael Van Gerwen's Michael Van Gerwen's usually good in the 19s, I think, that as well.
I don't know, some player like that. Mm-hmm. But we'll just be interesting to see what happens for the next day in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So when you were at the, you said you were at the, who was the last team you said you played for?
Well, it would be a Raff club now, but before that, it would have been
Station for a season, then it closed down.
Aye.
So far did your travels take you after it?
Back to the Billsley Bar. And it was that's fun. We had that superb team.
You're seeing that team. I'm still, folk will probably tell us, I'm pretty convinced that me and Gaz and you never ever played in the same team.
No, we did. We definitely played in the same.
I think we kind of maybe, we just left.
No, I'm telling you, me and Gaz and yourself definitely played in the same team.
Well, if Gavin, George or Davy White.
David White never played in the same team as you, but Garvin and George definitely played.
David White did play in the same team as me.
Did he?
Aye. Because they left the Forbes, and we left the Black and White, and we went and doing it. And
well,
that was the first year.
I went to the Billsley Bar that same season.
And well, then the first year the Billsley Bar was formed.
With the first or second year I played with Ewing there, and then I went to the station for 1 year, and then I went back because Lee Bannerman went back to the Lee Bannerman played for the station one season.
Mm-hmm.
He left the Billsley Bar to go to the station.
Mm-hmm.
And I played for the Ewings, and then Lee came back for the station to the Billsley Bar, and I left the Billsley Bar to go to the station.
Did you play for us for a year? We had a playoff for the Raff Club.
No,
if we won we went up in the first division.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, well, we beat the Raff Club at the Cowan Bar.
No, I don't think I played for that season.
I think it'd be 8-4.
I can't remember. I think that was the season I went to the station.
Mm-hmm. So you spoke with Big John. Pardon me. You spoke with Big John Henderson. Have you played against any other pros?
If I was 12 year old, I was at an exhibition out in the Arc again, and it was Auntie Maureen and Monty. I was 11 year old. And my auntie Maureen took me out to the Arc. Trina Gulliver,
mm-hmm.
One of his world champion, was doing an exhibition there. I was mine. It was the same night England played Argentina in the World Cup 98. The night David Beckham got sent off. So mine at half. The exhibition was going on, and obviously the health club was cheering for Argentina. And the game went into penalties, and they stopped the exhibition to watch the penalties. And like I said, I was the only, like, obviously Brian Smith, I had to play, he was there, so he had to play, but I was like a young, like I said, I was just a young one at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trina Gulliver turned and said to one of the Quines, oh, can I took on that young one at darts, and I went up and played her in the Arc, and I can't remember if it was darts I was using Monty Maureen's darts or Monty Lynn's darts or some of them, and I couldn't find, she was letting me beat her, and then I went up and it was Ichi Peachy coming towards the end. I'm sure I had double six left, and she deliberately missed a double. I went up first dart and hit double six.
Brilliant.
And then after the game, she took her case, signed her darts case, and gave me her darts, which she was actually using that night.
Brilliant.
And I'd really like, if I haven't. From back to Hoosing Gallagher Road, I mean, I used to use proxy with her darts, but then over the years now. I end up losing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out drunk in nights out and came after the darts and that, and I'm losing darts and like that. Honestly, I would say I went through about maybe 10-15 sets of darts on my time. Like,
And there's another pub that's now no longer a pub, the Arch. So you were saying you was playing all these, were you a good practicer?
Oh yeah, I used to be like heavy, I was like really heavy scoring, but then my doubles used to let me do a lot. But then if I played for a ship, my doubles did let me do a lot. But if I went to the Wellesley bar, I thought I was like a decent kind of player. I wasn't afraid to play the big players. Not.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fear my playing the likes of Coco or the likes Charlie Simpson, that or the Band Car, or your Keith Yardens, or maybe like Peke at Crown, Smudge, Smudge or any of them. It didn't really blow me. Again, because obviously playing at Billsy Bar, the team was a decent enough side.
Mm-hmm.
You just and Obdy got with each other. It was brilliant. Obdy used to get each other a heap of support. And that's what darts are about, getting in your team and hopefully get a result at the end of it.
I think the better you play or play against, you seem to raise your game against.
Oh, definitely.
And you can watch and learn a lot from a good player.
Definitely. Well, that's what I said. I played at the station. I think I was Georgie Suds. God rest his soul. He played with us. He was a really good laugh. Colin Finney, Bill Park, Soupy, Roger Wilkin.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing anymore. I think he's up in the wheel. I'm not sure. Gary Buchan, Vernon Farquhar, a lot of good players in that station team. Mm-hmm. That played there and that as well. I think he captained this season. I think it was his mm-hmm. last season playing darts. Or that obviously as a step in captain.
Aye, Friday night was just a fine night for the darts.
Aye,
and I'll be a bit of banter for it. The weekend started.
Aye. No. So, well, as I said, like Thursday night was a good night for me and that as well, because I used to travel through to Peter Ead on a Thursday night and play in the Peter Ead League.
Okay.
So a lot of good players in the Peter Ead League and that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can name a few, Mark Alexander, Michael Lacey, he was a good player, Alan Danger Wilson, a lot of players, Stuart Duncan, there's a lot of good players in that new.
Mm-hmm.
It was your Stevie Hayes, your Peter Mitchells, your Gary Higgins, you're Cliff Cruden, Wayne Donaghy. I wouldn't say Sandy Garrett was a great player, but he's not too bad like at times. A lot of boys for the tavern, Dougie Best, Totty boys for the Sands, Chris McClellan, Neddy, Mullen Stephen. Some good players not playing the Peter Ead League that mm-hmm. So a lot of good players not they play the back league that as well.
You spoke about Mike Lizzie. He was a Scottish international.
I heard that.
I remember when we played for the Black and White, he was playing for the ship.
Okay.
And was playing. It was a cup competition, and it went to 1001, and the two teams finished there. But Joe Mason used to own the ship, mm-hmm. beat him. At that time, he only played two legs.
Okay.
Joe Mason beat him 2-0, I'm ending it up at the Black and White.
Aye. Well, you was on about triumphs and that earlier on, like winning leagues and that. Actually, I say the biggest thing I've ever won in darts would hate to. I've won a treble twice in Peterhead.
Mm-hmm.
One season, I think, well, I played in a team was about Peterhead Football Club. Played with Mark Alexander, Molly Oman, Stuart Duncan, Alan Wilson, Peter Mitchell, James Peary, Torthy Brock players, Jimmy White,
mm-hmm.
Stuart Duncan, won a treble there. I think we got beat once a whole season. That was in the league. And the best team I played with in Peterhead, his to be the West End. My team right there was. We never got beat the whole season.
That's good shooting if you can do that.
We never got beat the whole season. I was myself, Stevie High, Chris Johnson, Cliff Cruden, Charlie Simpson, Alan Davidson, James Peary, Sandy Garvick, Jimmy White, Stuart Duncan. Team goes on and on. But I won that same season. I won the 701 triples in Peterhead. Me, Stevie High, in Club Cruden. We beat the final. We beat Mark Alexander, Gary Hagan, Peter Mitchell. Beat him 3-1 the final. So mine was 2-0 up. And I was playing Marco in the third leg. And Marco had 25 left. I think I had 90 left. I went up 20-20. And I wired the ball for a rubbish. And 170 left. I went triple 20. And wired the ball for a 170. And then Marco took out the next.
It'd be a good way to finish it. Speaking of pro players, who do you think's the best team there's been? Or your favourite?
Ever. Best of us ever been. Phil Taylor. My favourite, Gary Anderson. But there's been a lot of good players in that over the years. When I was watching Darts when I was growing up, I did see likes of Paul Lim, Aaron Warner, Bob Anderson, Limestone Cowboy, Dennis Priestley. Ted Hank, your Ted Hankies, your Keith Dellers. I mean watching the BDO when I was younger, and I think the boy's name was Les Wallace.
Scottish boy.
He beat
Warren Kilt.
He beat Ronnie Baxter 6-0 in the, I'm sure it was 6-0 in the BDO, mm-hmm. the BDO final. Like I say, your Ted Hankies. There's a lot of good players in that. Obviously, your Peter Manley's, your Wayne Mardell. Wayne Mardell is comical. He used to run about the stage. The worst darts player I've ever met, I would say, would hate to be James Wade. I met him, actually, me and my pals were doing to Newcastle for a weekend away. It was actually the same weekend as Aberdeen got beat by Queen of South in the Scottish Cup.
And I remember that in 4-3, yeah.
And me and my pals were doing to Sunderland and Newcastle for a weekend away. We bumped into James Wade at Newcastle train station. So I think that's for his faith. And I was just sitting up and asking him for a photo. He just looked him up and doing, I was like, that came with me. So like I said, myself, that was paying your wage, And I just never took to him after it.
Just strange. Here's a question for you. The best version of Gary Anderson against the best version of Phil Taylor, Phil wins. Both of them on a day are just unbelievable.
Unbelievable scoring. Mm-hmm. But to me, it would be Phil Taylor, because Gary Anderson's scoring is, when he starts throwing, and he starts hitting that triple 20, you're like, oh, well, here we go.
Aye.
But he really struggles with his doubles and that. Mm-hmm. And like Phil Taylor, gets doing, it's not often he misses. The problem is
with that guy, if they're on the board, they must be under pressure, because the Ken Puss coming behind them.
Oh, definitely.
So, I was just thinking the other day about players now out of the top 16, and it's really scary. You've got Alexa Lewis.
Aye.
Well, he's backed up for a wee fella.
He was actually playing an exhibition in the Broch, and he was brand new.
He was in Cheers, wasn't he?
No, he played at presentation night.
And he came back to Cheers after
it. Because if I mind right, Lee Bannerman took him up to
DJs,
and then took him down to Baker's and that, and he felt his face and that, the Baker's and that. Mm-hmm. Aye. As I said, if you look at the Broch League, the standard in the Broch League is unbelievable. And Colin Finney and Jimmy White knew this for the Broch League, obviously getting the darts players up and that. Mm-hmm. Like the caliber of players that we've put up over the years, like say your Phil Taylors, your Raymond Van Barnevelds, obviously exhibitions in a Legion, and like say your Peter Manley's, Glenn Durant, Anastasia, Eric Bristow and John Lowe. That was my first ever exhibition I went to. Kyle Anderson, I think, was up. I can't really mind.
The last time with Alan Souter. Joe Cullen.
Heavy
metal boy.
Ryan Cyril. But Alexa, if they've done that for a, I feel like they've done for like in a leisure centre and that. See how darts exhibitions that they've done in the exhibition. I think that's brilliant. Kind of like you're taking four players up, obviously selling VIP tickets and that. Ken, obviously, Turriff started doing that years ago, and obviously, Brock have teen idea for the Turriff. Mm. But it's good. It's good. It likes a darts in this corner. It's good. Good for likes. I can. You're getting a caliber of players willing to come to this corner.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you look at a standard round here is unbelievable. Like say Aberdeen League. I think there was maybe six or seven divisions in the Aberdeen League. Lot you've got like Scott Robertson playing for Scotland. Again, he's a Pisligi loon. I'm not sure there's any more like brokers and that, but like Scott Campbell and that. Mark Goldie and that, boys and that for Aberdeen and that, again. A lot of good players in that again.
Absolutely.
Danny Truman, he's been playing for Scotland that. If I mean right, he actually played with us at Billsley Bar, if I mean right. In your day,
yeah. Oh no, I cannot. I'm certainly have not playing the same team as Danny. Definitely no. We met Dean after I left. Now speaking of great players, over the years, has there ever been a player that you just cannot beat for some reason? Struggle with like a bogey player.
In the Brock League. Like I said, Gary Hagan. I used to hate playing Gary. We had some battles and that, it was the league games and that, but like some of him was from, well, let's go back with 15 years ago, I knew me and Gary used to dry each other in the quarterfinals of the under 25, sorry, juniors, and I could never get. Gary was always just that one player I could never ever get past. It was just like, Ken, obviously, I beat some players not in the way to the quarters, and that, Ken, like some beat your like Alan Reeds and a bit like Jamie White and that, again, years ago, and that, and your Gary Boners and that, but we just got. The under 25s, football's under 25s, when I was in the under 25s, I think myself, obviously, the likes of David Wade, Sandy Stephen, but obviously, but they're a wee bit older than me, the likes of Jamie Hagan, he was a good player, and Peter Mitchell and that, they obviously, they're a good bit older than me, well, Jamie's name, but Peter and that is, I look at I'm amateur, the likes of Gary has eventually won it, Stuart Robertson's eventually won it. That was players I played against. A little bit of Stuart Duncan. I'm glad he's won it. I can't mind if Jamie White's won it. But I thought to myself, I was like, Kim Fitt, I really thought I was going to win it. I thought I was 25. Ken, he'd like Lee Bannerman. I used a couple of yellow Allerman. A lot of good players in that. Obviously a lot of good players. You got to finals there. You got to finals day and you was like, oh, well, Ken, it was like, obviously you played for the quarterfinal zone, and then, Ken, it was just, Ken, obviously, you played through the whole season to get to finals day, and then you just like, and then, Ken, you played brilliant through the whole season, and then come finals day, you would just turn into rubbish, and you'd be like,
it's a pressure, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
But if you're up on stage in finals day playing, if you look at other lads that's seated,
oh aye,
they would love to be up playing.
Oh, definitely,
and
just, aye.
Then makes you realise, goodness, even if I get beat today, I've done no bad getting for a match.
Definitely.
Because you see there's some brilliant players in the Brock. In your opinion, other players that you've played with, what's the one guy that hasn't done as much as you think he could have? For whatever reason.
Jamie White would be one of them because his attitude. Because when Jamie starts getting beat, he starts like losing his rag, starts throwing darts at the board, and that. So as I said, there's a lot of good players.
So one player you've seen over the years that you thought he could have done so much better, but for whatever reason, just hasn't quite fulfilled his potential.
Yeah, Richard Duthie, because the amount of Brock singles titles, Richard's been a brilliant player, so I've got him for a lot longer time. Richard Duthie, a great player, fantastic player, but he's just won that Brock singles once, and I think he won it in the station. I think he beat Keith Adams in the final, if I mean right. And Richard Duthie's, or you are, like David Wade. David Wade was a phenomenal player. So that was why I had my first ever 180 against Elizabethan, playing them in the Elizabethan, Summer League in Elizabethan, my first 180 against David Wade and LG, and like obviously he could have went on, he could have won Brock singles title, he could have went on, if he kept on playing, he could have went on, and I was a fantastic player in the Brock League.
Mm-hmm. Right, Mickey, this is a bit everybody seems to like. We're going to get you to pick the top 10 players that you either seen in the Brock or played with.
Aye.
And just whatever order, it doesn't have to be in any order, just whatever you think. And just say you pick for, say, whoever the first person is. Just a brief description why you picked them.
Ah, right, okay. Like I said, well, I would say the best player I played with in the Brock would hate to be Davey Hepburn. Played him at Ship. No, sorry, not Ship. A Raff Club this season. I watched him play if I was a young loon. And play, I used to practice with him, obviously, when he used to come in to Kenyon up. He played for a Crown. I don't think I've played with him on the other team. I think it's my season at Rafa, honestly, just a gentleman to play with. Absolutely brilliant player.
Okay.
Second would probably be David Nigg, he's from Bucky. Played with one season at Abala, and it was just like every week he turned up, it was just like, he was unbelievable. He was at least at one triple 20 every single, every single throw.
Mm-hmm.
Mental player.
Good.
Third best player I would say would hate to be Dougie Best. He's from Peter Reid. He played with us at Abala in year. From should have actually won a league, lost the league to Croft, Alan Turner playoff. That was partly my fault, like, but I'm not going to go into that.
That's for another day.
Aye. A lot of good players that I played with the ball, it'd be my little brother Stuart Duncan. He started playing, he was only 15 when he started playing.
Mm-hmm.
He played with us at the station to start with, and his first game. He was playing doubles with Roger Wilkin. I was marking the board. I said to Colin Finney, I says, look, I reckon my little brother plays for us in there. And he's like, Michael, I can't get my game in the singles, but you'll get a game in the doubles. Mm-hmm. He's really good. I goes, well, shoot. I goes, Colin, he's a bad player, 15 year old. I came, he's allowed to be playing the league. He goes, look, I'll let him play for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing Duncan Ross. I mean, he played Duncan Ross in a doubles game. I can't remember who Duncan's partner was. Stuart was with Roger Wilkin, and Roger led him 104, and I mind Colin looking at me going, hopefully he doesn't go over triple 18 bullseye. Fit to the AD.
Fast
dart right into triple 18. I looked at Colin looked at me, and he's like, please now. I mind Colin turns and please now go for a bullseye. And dart left his hand, went straight into the ball. I was like, wow.
Go for a bullseye.
He's doing darts for his age. I think he's 31 now. Obviously, he's got Tor Bjorns that. Mm-hmm. But he won the Scottish Youth Open when he was 16, 17 in Aberdeen. And he went to Windmill Masters and played Dimitri van den Berg.
Oh, aye.
And Dimitri van den Berg beat him 3-0. And Stuart actually hit him scoring, and he couldn't finish. It was just a shame.
It's fantastic about that wee double song, dude.
He's been doing the Q School, played a lot of boys at Q School and that. He's not a lot for Brock Darts and that. He's mm-hmm. played Super League. I don't think he's ever played in inter-counties yet. He's played with Peter Reid Super League, Brock Super League. I can't remember if he played with us at Sultan or Kinnaird, but he's pretty much won a hand in the Peter Reid League. He's won the juniors right in the Brock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he's won any other things. I didn't, because we do speak from each other, but I didn't really keep eye notice that.
Nah, yeah. What do you play for now?
He plays for the Royal British Legion.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of good players. There's a lot of good players there. Like some Coco, mm-hmm. your Eddie Shaw, your Ted Riley's, Colin Finney's.
They're a good side.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next on your list?
My mentor at a ship, Alec Kennedy. This will be Alec Kennedy. I've kept up for a long time. But, he was one of the players. I just want to come down to ship, and I still really got on with Alec and that. Monty's really good pals with his wife and that. And I still ask my how I'm getting on with my darts and that. So aye, I'll say Alec Kennedy.
Good.
Other player I played with, Balaclava, so Peke, unbelievable player.
Mm-hmm.
So steady player. Aye, just great player to play with. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. And I'd say a really fine guy in that as well. Just did get the rag side when he's in a bad mood, like.
Still chucked a good dart, yeah.
Definitely, aye.
Mm-hmm.
Next player for that, we had Marco Alexander for Peter Hayd. Aye, unbelievable player. Played with him in the Peter Hayd football club team. His starting ability is unbelievable. He used to take when he was at the sea, he used to actually take a cork. I used to actually put a cork on the in the wheelhouse. He put a cork on the, I can't remember what it was. I think, and he used to actually throw his darts at a cork for target practice.
Oh,
unbelievable player. I've seen him hit really quick legs out in the Peter Hayd League. I've seen him win a lot of things. In the Peter Hayd League. I just a phenomenal player.
Good.
I'll say the next year after that. He was a bit of a nutcase playing with him. And he played the same team as you as well. It'd be Alan Wilson, Danger. Some of the laughs that you used to get with him, punching boards, punching his cell, stabbing his cell. But some left hook by a dart player. He was unbelievable. How he never won really nothing in the Broch. When he's playing the Broch League, he's unbelievable. I think he won heaps and heaps of games for us when we played for the Bills League. Unbelievable.
Have a final loan and
that. Aye. Like I say, when he lost his temper, you're like, well, you're in danger. I think it was Wine Tower or Jim's Bar. And it was playing against them in, I can't remember why his doubles partner was. And he was playing Bobaniki, Robert Buchan, Ian Buchan, and he had a bad score, and he punched the board with his left hand, or his right hand, because he had a bad score. And next, he was going round the back of the board to play again. What a throw again. Next thing, his hand's up, and the eye you see him is just bleed, tariqueling doing his like that danger. I think you're doing, man. And it's just, he was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable player. I would say the next player after that, I would hate to be sitting loop with Peter Hayd, a silent assassin actually. Chris Johnson. He was so a steady player. His brother Cliff played in the Broch League. He's no longer with us, like.
Mm-hmm, I mean Cliff, aye.
Played am I right? Oh, well he actually been across the road from me in Gallagher Road.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris he was nothing like his brother, Ken. He would never argue with anybody, he was just a right fine guy. Just went up through his darts out of the board, and a really, really steady player to play with, and like I said, a great player to play, and aye, in your team.
That good.
And the last team has to be, I'd say, the best captain I've ever played with, and I hate saying this, I'm only joking, it's Colin Robertson. He took my play for Bala, and we should have won the league, chance of winning cups that season as well, but I think we came runner up now. Cook was a great player, played him in the Broch Singles, played him a lot of games over the years. But like I said, played him in the Broch Singles, so I've actually beat him in the Broch Singles in here in the station. But he's done a hand in darts, same as David Hepburn. He's won singles upon singles titles, doubles mm-hmm. upon doubles titles, played counties, won the actual national counties that with the Broch team. When they played East Stirling, he likes Gary Anderson and Gary Robson that played for East Stirling team doing and he was actually one of these I was playing that in the Scottish Youth when him and Scott Robertson and that. Scott was a great player, and he's obviously you're back in that thing, I find you play with him that as well.
Very good. Right, you're gonna mark up a composite darts player, right? So you're gonna pick a certain player, I'll ask your question, you give me why you think is a good person.
Aye.
Right. As a professional player, why would you hate to do your high scoring? Which darts player would you tack?
Gary Anderson,
okay. Which player would you tack to fee like 300 doing to set up the scores? Far's really good at counting and setting up the finishes.
Phil Taylor.
Far would you hate as the three dart combination finish player?
Now you're asking.
There's a lot of them having good at three dart finishes, isn't there?
Michael Smith, or I just got a new.
Only player you want?
Michael Smith, or Peter Wright.
Okay. Far would you hear as your counter, and you're probably better than I say Gary Anderson.
No, I wouldn't say Gary Anderson. Michael Van Gerwen.
Okay.
Michael Van Gerwen, or back in the day, Eric Bristow.
Okay. Far would you hear which player would have been three darts at double, far would you take?
It would have been it would be Eric Bristow, Phil Taylor and Michael Van Gerwen.
Far is your one dart. He's one dart in his hand. To win or lose in the world title, how would you pick?
Phil Taylor.
Okay, that's a fair composite, eh? Now, the last thing I brought in, first walk on music, you know, pick to that composite player.
I know. I really like him.
I think one of the best walk ons I've ever seen was John Henderson at Aberdeen.
Well,
status quo in the pipes.
I would say Otty or Wayne Mardell, Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, just okay. Fair enough. Aye. Right, your last question. You've played darts for a long, long time. You had a mentor that sort of helped you.
Aye.
If I asked you, what advice would you give to a young player? Just say a young lad starting on his darts game. What advice would you give him?
Just like keep practicing. I will just keep practicing. Start throwing, learn how to cut 5-5-5-1 doing. Just play a bit. Stick with your pals not for the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go on and jump into like a massive like team of superstars, like for a lot of the young players having the broch. Maybe twice a year with your pals, enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
maybe getting better and doing that, and then if the likes of Coco comes and asks you to play for like a Legion, or your likes of your Peter Mitchell's coming to spear you, or like Smudger Daniel Smith spears you to come play with Cheers. I can maybe take a step up, but just make sure you're ready. You think you're ready. Mm-hmm. To go on play against all the big boys in here, because it's all right playing with your pals and that, but then if you want to improve your darts, obviously you need to go on play with better players. But like you're saying, it's all right. Maybe playing 1 week with I'm not being cheeky towards like say Clinton team or a Kenyan team, playing with likes of them 1 week and you could be the only one in that every week and like you're sick of getting beaten, mm-hmm. You're sick of you're winning. Your team's getting beaten out of what you can. You do get sick of that. But then, do you think you're ready to mark the step up for a team like that into a massive team?
And above all, you said an important word there. Enjoy it.
Aye, exactly. That's what I say. A team I'm playing in, a new RAF club, there's a lot of old players. Well, when I say old players, a lot of experienced players, like say your Bill Park. He's not as good as he was not years ago. Yourself, you played, you were a good player that years ago yourself. Jim Watt, unbelievable. If I could actually add another player at my top 10, I'd be my top 11, maybe top 12. Jim Watt would be up there on that as well. He's just unbelievable. Mr. Reliable.
Handsome added.
Mr. Reliable. He was just unbelievable. There's a lot of players I could say. But there's a lot of players not in the Brock League. I'm not going to mention names. I could actually mention a few names if you let me mention a few names.
If it's controversial, you're probably better than I tell.
Because
if whatever you say, I'll come back to you, mate.
I can. There's a lot of players, great players. There's a lot of great players in the Brock League, but there's just a lot of numpties if I didn't care how to lose and obviously really get really get on your nerves, and like you're roaring in your face, and that came when you came when you get I came when they beat you, and you're like sitting there going, is there any need for it to come?
But I just summed up folks' dirt personas. Well, Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Paul.
Sit yourself, Paul.
And for any would-be listeners that want to come on, we've been off air with the Brock Dart for a while because we were struggling to get folk to come on. Hopefully, a few folk will listen to Mikey and think, Guinness, I think I'll come on and tell my story. Because Arby's got a story to tell.
Oh, definitely.
You might think, well, they wouldn't be listening to my story, but Arby's got a story to tell about your time in Dart. So, don't be shy, give us a shout, come on, Brock Dart's 180, like Mikey's done tonight, tell us your story. Right, take care, lads. Look forward to seeing you again for the next episode.